Right now on VFN TV, Americans are dreamers too. We're going to hear the State of the Union and understand the vision that God is setting through our leader over the nation. We're also going to hear from and see a story about a North Korean defector and how he stood up with his crutches at the State of the Union. It was a powerful moment. If you've been with us, you know, we've talked about the North Korea oppression that's going on. Also, the parents of MS-13 murdered daughter stood up and they speak out the president and what took place and how their daughter was honored. And companies with a conscience, believe it or not, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John.
Hello.
John Paul Ramos.
John Paul, that's right.
Juan Paul Ramos.
That's what my daddy named me, yeah.
Did he?
He sure did. Oh, he shares a great story behind it.
We got a lot of stories behind your dad.
Yeah, we do.
Very interesting. We can have some cutting news, can we?
In fact, he made the news.
He made the news. Yeah, he sure did. Is that your dad on TV? Oh, my goodness.
Him.
So we're going to, we think about this, and we're glad. This is so a God thing.
Yeah.
You know, this was an our idea. This was God's idea. Mm. But guess what? You were God's idea in this community that we have, that we're working together, walking together, encouraging, inspiring everyone. You know, it's exciting, you know, with VFNKB, it's amazing.
It's a gift. Yeah. And if we don't value the gift, we won't have it. So
right.
I'm so glad that we have this opportunity. And for you to connect with us, don't forget, go to VFNKB.com, join the tribe, and let's stay, you know, connected.
Stay connected. Listen, your success is our success. When we succeed together, the nations succeed. And God said, I'll give you the nations as your inheritance. Mm. Listen, it's so important to be able to set vision over your family, over your ministry, over your business, over your nation. Well, that's what a president does. When you elect the majority of people in America, vote a particular president in, you want them to set vision. And it's so important. So many people just call it a speech. As a matter of fact, we think about this. You know, in Habakkuk 2-3, you can see this particular scripture right here. It says specifically, you know, write down the revelation, the vision, and make it plain on tablets so that a herald, somebody can run, literally run with that vision.
Mm.
For the revelation of the vision waits for an appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come to pass, and it will not delay.
Mm.
That is so important. When you have a president setting vision over the nation, you got to lock into it. Some people just call it just a speech.
Yeah.
It's a vision. This is our leader setting a vision. And also, you think about this particular scripture right here. I believe it's in the Proverbs. It says, where there's no vision, the people will perish. And also says in the NIV, cast off restraints.
Mm.
Well, in the previous administration, there didn't seem to be a vision. Where are we going? Leading from behind. What's happening? Well, and look what happened. We thought we cast off restraints. People were going all over the place. So when we're going to hear this clipped up right to the point, you know, understand it's setting vision for what God's what the nation is going in the direction.
And what's the name of this speech? It's
State of the Union. And there's also one more verse I want to share with you before we go there, so you understand this particular verse. What's taking place? It's where Jesus is talking to Matthew chapter 11. He says, Jesus clearly says, "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their hearts, but believes what they say, it will happen. It'll be done for them."
Mm.
And it's so important not to buy into the naysayers. Understand, is that a clear vision? Is it being cast out? And the Lord specifically told me who was going to be president. He told me in the October before the election, but he also said, pay attention, because this is how we're supposed to be doing,
setting vision
and walking clearly in it. And so this is not just a speech. This is the state of America, the state of the union, and the vision for where we're going. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at it now. President Donald Trump at the State of the Union.
The President of the United States.
So let's begin tonight by recognizing that the state of our union is strong. Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs. Small business confidence is at an all-time high. The stock market has smashed one record after another. In April, this will be the last time you will ever file under the old and very broken system, and millions of Americans will have more take-home pay starting next month. We repealed the core of the disastrous Obamacare. The individual mandate is now gone. Houston's reverence for those who have served our nation reminds us of why we salute our flag, why we put our hands on our hearts for the Pledge of Allegiance, and why we proudly stand for the national anthem. The era of economic surrender is totally over. From now on, we expect trading relationships to be fair and, very importantly, reciprocal. Tonight, I'm calling on Congress to produce a bill that generates at least $1.5 trillion for the new infrastructure investment that our country so desperately needs. Tonight, I am calling on Congress to finally close the deadly loopholes that have allowed MS-13 and other criminal gangs to break into our country. We have proposed new legislation that will fix our immigration laws and support our ICE and Border Patrol agents. I am extending an open hand to work with members of both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to protect our citizens of every background, color, religion, and creed, and the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, and their right to the American dream, because Americans are dreamers too. We know that weakness is the surest path to conflict, and unmatched power is the surest means to our true and great defense. For this reason, I am asking Congress to end the dangerous defense sequester and fully fund our great military. We must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it, but making it so strong and so powerful that it will deter any acts of aggression. We just signed, prior to walking in, an order directing Secretary Mattis to reexamine our military detention policy and to keep open the detention facilities in Guantanamo Bay. We need only look at the depraved character of the North Korean regime to understand the nature of the nuclear threat it could pose to America and to our allies. Yeah. Tonight, we pledge to honor Otto's memory with total American resolve. We should never, ever forget. The people dreamed this country. The people built this country. And it's the people who are making America great again.
Americans are dreamers too. It's all about the American dream. We've always talked about that. So much of our vocabulary was taken by the adversary.
Hijacked.
You know, all these different words, but even the dreaming. Like, you got a dream. And Joseph had a dream. Everybody had a dream. It's like everybody has a dream. And we got to remember the American dream. So vision's being set for the nation. It's very exciting. I think about Otto's parents. You know, that remember he was a student that was over in North Korea, and they arrested him and they abused him, and he came back and tortured him, and he came back and died like 48 hours later in his parents' arms. It was just very tragic. Well, his parents are going to be sitting with Vice President Pence at the Olympics in South Korea, which is like, in probably Seoul, South Korea, which is like 20 miles away from where they killed his son. And it was very tragic. But this is a victory. This is a stance saying, listen, and we prophetically shared with you that, you know, God's going to take down the bamboo curtain. He's going to he's going to deal with Kim Jong-un, and he's going to free that place up. It's exciting to hear about that. You can find out more about it at VFNKB.com on the torch. But I'm going to ask this question of you before we go to a break, because we've got some great stuff coming up after this break. How do you feel about the speech? Now, understanding Habakkuk 2:3, that we've got to set a vision, you've got to make it clear. that the country would be without restraint if we didn't have a vision that we were going, and that you have to speak it out. It's time for us to speak out what our president said and just speak it out. This is where we're going. This is what we're going to do. And Jesus' mountains move when you do that. I mean, all boats rise. I mean, you got to have a boat. But if you got a job, I mean, your boat rises when the tide comes up.
That's right.
And so it's $7 trillion of wealth was created in the stock market alone. Millions of jobs are being added, and we're just getting started. There's a lot to be undone and done. And we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about the State of the Union vision from President Trump that he's setting over our nation?
John? Well, listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to join the president as he gives a special shout-out to North Korean defector who came with his crutches. A powerful moment. You don't want to miss it. As well as a special interview with the parents who had their daughter murdered by MS-13 and all the kind and wonderful things they had to say about our president and how he treated them with respect. You don't want to miss it when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. There's a powerful moment at the State of the Union,
yeah,
which is your nation if you're in America. Other people are looking towards America, and it's amazing. The whole economy
is
the world
is paying attention to America.
Yeah. President Trump was introduced in South Korea by the leader of South Korea when he was speaking at their parliament, which I think is the first time that's ever happened, as leader of the world. And what it is the leader of the free world.
The free world.
You know, and freedom. Jesus came to set us free. So it's about freedom. Can we actually stay under God when we're actually moving in that freedom? That's the key, because we can only have it if we do. Well, who knows that better than Ji Sung Ho, who was at the sitting with the First Lady Melania, while President Trump was giving his speech. And it was a powerful moment in there, because you've been with us for a while. We talked about the persecution taking place, you know, in North Korea.
In fact, we covered this North Korean's defector's story in 2015.
On VFN TV.
On VFN TV. And it's a powerful moment. This man had his legs just completely damaged. I mean, you'll hear more about it.
A train ran over his legs.
But he shows up to the State of the Union with his crutches. And it's just a clear, clear message that we are going to stand with the citizens of North Korea.
Let's go right now to President Donald Trump as he recognizes this defector from North Korea.
We are joined by one more witness to the ominous nature of this regime. His name is Mr. Ji Sung-ho. In 1996, Sung-ho was a starving boy in North Korea. One day he tried to steal coal from a railroad car to barter for a few scraps of food, which were very hard to get. In the process, he passed out on the train tracks, exhausted from hunger. He woke up as a train ran over his limbs. He then endured multiple amputations without anything to dull the pain or the hurt. His brother and sister gave what little food they had to help him recover and ate dirt themselves, permanently stunting their own growth. Later, he was tortured by North Korean authorities after returning from a brief visit to China. His tormentors wanted to know if he'd met any Christians. He had, and he resolved after that to be free. Sung-ho traveled thousands of miles on crutches all across China and Southeast Asia to freedom. Most of his family followed. His father was caught trying to escape and was tortured to death. Today, he lives in Seoul, where he rescues other defectors and broadcasts into North Korea what the regime fears most, the truth. Today, he has a new leg. But Sung-ho, I understand you still keep those old crutches as a reminder of how far you've come. Your great sacrifice is an inspiration to us all. Please, thank you.
Powerful. Wow. Sung-ho, I mean, think about it. 6,000 miles is reported that he traveled on those crutches, and his leg got ran over in the train. I mean, you're so weak and so tired. And we actually covered the persecution that's taking place in North Korea, where if you become a Christian, they're terrified. Did you meet a Christian?
Yeah. Right?
If you become a Christian, then you and like 3 to 5 parts of your generation of your family go to the gulags, go to the concentration-type camps there, and they're starving. The people are starving. Some of the defectors that made it to South Korea, you know, had parasites in their system. And it's just so demonically oppressed. And understand, it's not just Kim Jong-un, but you're looking at the reason why that family got put into power. Russia reportedly put them into power when America in the Korean War, we went all the way up to a certain, the DMZ zone, they talk about it. And General MacArthur calls the president and said, we need to go all the way to China. And the president says, I don't know if it was Truman who it was at that time, he said, no, let's stop there because China will think that we're going to go to war with them. And so that oppression came in. So Russia came in and established that family there. So when you're seeing this tension coming from young Kim Jong-un, you know, Rocket Man, understand that that's behind all that is Russia, Behind all that is China, because they could stop that in a heartbeat.
Behind all that is a principality of just
Correct.
Evil
yes.
that's holding those North Korean citizens in tremendous bondage. And we need to pray for them.
And it's such a victory. It's a victory. If you go back and watch our program and how difficult, we had testimony, and they don't have cameras in regards to the Gulag camps, but we have sketches of what's taking place. And he made it out of that.
It's beautiful.
It is so powerful. I want to ask a question to you. Because we want to hear from you. Listen, I know that you may be under a dictator right now, you know, and Cindy Jacobs and others have prophesied that these dictators are coming down.
Yes.
All the way from Venezuela. Guess what? He's coming
He's
down.
Out.
North Korea, guess what? He's coming down. God's going to begin to deal with these oppressors. So you can have the same hope that Sung Ho has mm-hmm. and has, and he's sharing with others. This is a question. Talk to us about your condition. If you want to share and you're telling us, I can't leave it up long because some of the countries says that they see this, I'll get 20 years in jail in Venezuela. Mm. Let us know. And what we'll do is we'll take your post. We'll repost it without your name in it to let people know. But call us. Write to us. Here's the details to connect to us. And we want to hear from you. We're praying for you. Believe the Lord says, you know, he's going to take down these dictators. We believe Venezuela is going to be free. North Korea is going to be free. Things are going to shift even in China. So it's exciting. It really is. John, what's next?
Well, listen, we're going to be talking about the couple, the married couple whose parents of the young girl who was murdered by MS-13. Listen, it's a gang, a brutal gang. And we've been talking about that here on this program for quite some time. And the president is upping the ante, if you will, and he's really targeting this group. But you're going to hear about how this couple was received by the president and how they were just loved on, really, by the nation when they heard about what their daughter went through.
We'll be right back. Does a public school teacher have the right to tell their students that the Bible is untrue? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
My daughter is in social studies in her class, and her teacher decided to tell the class that some stories about Jesus are untrue, and I didn't know if he had the right to make that kind of a statement in her class.
Actually not. By saying they're untrue would be infringing on your free exercise rights and your ability to direct the child's upbringing. And there's a lot of constitutional implications here that are actually very serious. And what I need to do is get you in touch with our lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice. We need to get an apology from that teacher so that the teacher and doesn't leave the impression with your daughter that this is somehow going to be sanctioned. She needs to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have said that. We need to get that policy changed and find out exactly what's going on. But certainly was an inappropriate comment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Welcome back to VFNTV.
Welcome back. Can you imagine your young daughter, she has her friends, mm-hmm. and one of her friends and her are having a dispute or whatever, and they want to make it right. And so you tell your daughter, you say, you know, I'll see you, go down and see your friend, and y'all work it out. And
sure.
that's the last time you see her, because there's going to be MS-13 gang members between her house and home, and they're going to beat her and her friend to death with bats, and just this is what's going on. And this has been happening for quite some time. We've been talking about MS-13 mm-hmm. gangs. These are like ruthless, violent. You know, the more violent you are, they get promoted based off that violence. And imagine people being ignored and not even, you know, calling it the new norm or whatever. Well, that's not happening anymore. Not with President Donald Trump. He's saying we're going to root out MS-13. But the question is, what happened when these parents? Because President Trump invited these parents to the State of the Union. To acknowledge their pain, to say, you know, there's many Americans that are suffering like this, and we want justice, and we want to stand up for them. And the question that we're asking, you know, what was it like for the Alvarado family? What was it like to be able to meet the president? Well, let's hear what they had to say.
it was definitely an honor, and we were still shocked about receiving an invite. And, you know, this is something that we would, if he was asked to do it again, we would definitely do it.
Yeah, we would.
And it Elizabeth.
Was, overwhelming.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It was very overwhelming. And I appreciated that, you know, that he let us come there to see him. It was an honor to see him.
And you met with him before the State of the Union speech briefly. And what was that like?
I'm sorry. It was
Excuse
good.
Me.
It was good. You know, when we walked into his office, it was just like breathtaking. And I had Nisa's pin on me. So I asked him if he would like, you know, if he could take it, you know, for a gift. And he took it, and he took pictures with it, and he took pictures with me with it. And I, you know, he's very genuine, very nice president. I really am happy that I met him.
Isn't that so important that you're the leader of your country is compassionate towards those who suffered such great, I mean, it's tragic loss, the MS-13, the brutality.
Brutality, satanic brutality.
Yeah, satanic brutality, literally satanic brutality.
Yeah.
And you know, our previous leaders were just allowing this to come in. That's why you want protection at the borders. You want to know if you're a part of MS-13, you cannot come in the country. But if you're a person who loves America, believes in America, and has the vision for America,
this is what this border conversation is all about, keeping Americans safe.
We want to go real quick, like, too, that, you know, imagine that you're seeing, because people are making politics out of the death of your own child. Well, when the president shared with what was going on about the daughter, MS-13, the Democrats just sat down and didn't even stand up and honor the pain that they went through. And so the question is, what did it feel like when the Democrats just sat there and didn't even stand up for your daughter? Listen to her father now.
Well, I felt it was very disrespectful for the simple fact the Democrats who was there who did not stand up, they were African Americans. So that hurts me a lot to show that they did not have the respect or to honor what just happened to our lives and to America's lives. And it's not right. You know, regardless of how they feel about the president, they should show the respect, because I would show them the respect if that was their loved one.
That's so important. We're all Americans, you know, no matter whether you're Democrat or Republican, liberal, African-American, white, Hispanic, Chinese, we all bleed the color red.
That's right.
God's created us all. We're all important. We got to quit letting people divide us. And those days of dividing are over.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be there for these parents and be there for this many people that have suffered losses of family members, this brutal gang. And if that's been you, you know, and if you, how do you feel about this? You know, we want you to talk about, what does it feel like? He stood there on behalf of you to share the compassion with these parents, you know, and to say, listen, you matter, your pain matters, and we're dealing with it, and we're going to rid our country of this thing called the MS-13 demonic game. And let us know. I want to be able to pray with you right now. Father God, we just pray for comfort right now for the Alvarado family, Lord God, that you would comfort them and all the victims, Lord, of this MS-13. And Lord, we pray that you would just rid our country, purge our country, Lord, of all those things that have been planted against this country and against you, God. And we pray right now for our community that you would keep them safe. Everybody in our tribe, everybody that's connected in the tribe, the community, you would keep them safe, Lord God, and encourage them, Father God. And we pray right now, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship, because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time, there's going to be some of the best of times, and you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to, as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could. You're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read his word, and you allow his word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing. At iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan. And it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, you know, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what he will show you. I mean, children are abiding, and God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.